Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Good morning. This morning's morning motivation. So I'm still rolling solo here on the Q Morning Show, as you may have noticed. And I'm going to be doing that for just a little while longer. I must admit that I've been counting down the days until my new co-host arrives. And then I saw this quote yesterday. I thought it would be perfect for this morning's morning motivation. Don't count the days, make the days count. And how perfect, because I've been counting down the days, waiting until help arrives, until reinforcements arrive, until my new partner arrives. But today's important too, and I got to make today the best show that I possibly can as well. Don't count the days, make the days count. By the way, Muhammad Ali said that. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill Ryan. I'm taking the 30-day song challenge all this month on the Q Morning Show. This is just something that I saw on social media that I decided to bring to the show this month. And today we're up to day 16. Today's challenge, play a classic favorite. I mean, so many songs could be that. So many songs. But today, I'm going with Ski-Lo. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So the WNBA draft was last night, and it went exactly how we thought it would.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Yeah, no surprise, but it still had to be very exciting for Caitlin Clark and her family. Yesterday, she talked about how the last few months have been a dream for her.
I think more than anything, I'm just really excited. I think, like, you know, this is a dream. This is something I wrote down on a piece of paper when I was in, like, second grade. Like, get a basketball scholarship, play in the WNBA. Like, this is always something I wanted to do.
All right, we have group therapy coming up this morning. So Bentley has come to us because he just moved in with his girlfriend like a month ago. They've been living together for a month. And something is going on that Bentley's like, I don't know what's happening here. So he's asking for group therapy. That is next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Because I used to be young.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan. You've got the Q Morning Show. Let's get to Bentley in North Olmsted. You know, I've only known two Bentleys in my life, and Bentley, you're the second one.
Oh, yeah, there's not too many of us.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming to us for group therapy. I don't know what you're dealing with, but let's find out right now. What's going on with you?
Okay, so I just moved in with my girlfriend, like, last month, and everything was really great except for one thing, and I don't really know how to deal with it. I mean, I'm trying to deal with it. I want to deal with it. I just want to deal with it in the right way.
Okay, this is good, because I've always said that once you move in with someone, maybe for the first time that you're doing it in your life, that you're living with someone, that first year is really difficult, and so you wanting some group therapy to try to iron out the kinks, that this is a good thing. So what's going on?
Well, right now I'm getting home like half an hour after she gets home. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I walk in the door, it's like I'm assaulted by words, like just stream of yada, yada, blah, blah. Like, I, you know, all about her coworkers and, you know, like who's on her bad side today. And it's just like you know, super intense. And I don't know, like, I can't handle it. You know what I mean? I can't handle this barrage as soon as I get home. And I know for sure, like, I don't really care about what she's talking about at all. I mean, okay. I do, but, you know, like.
So she's venting. She's downloading as soon as you walk in the door.
It was just like straight at me. Just like so many gigs of download. Like, it's like, yeah. So I don't know. I thought about going to the gym, you know, like after work so she could like get it out of her system or calm down. But that might make it worse. And then she would just like really be bursting when I came in.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Bentley. I know you said you just moved in with her. Is this your first relationship ever? Because this can't be new to you where girls want to tell you about their day and they want to vent.
Well, it's not my first relationship by any means, but I will say it's the first time that I've lived with somebody. So I guess in the past, I guess I didn't get all this because we weren't together all the time. So, and now there's just nowhere to hide, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not saying I don't care about her. I mean, I do. I care about her day. I just can't hear her just going to town bitching about her coworkers just as soon as I walk in the door. And I don't know how to handle it because I'm really going crazy with it.
Okay, 216-474-0104. Let's open up the phones right now for Bentley and group therapy. You know, Bentley, I kind of think that this just goes with the territory. It's part of our responsibility as the boyfriend. And then, I mean, when you get married, this doesn't change. Women need to share and they want to share with you. But let's open up the phones and see if we can get you some good advice. 216-474-0104. Is there a way for Bentley to become a better listener for his girlfriend? Because she needs someone to listen. Group therapy next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show, group therapy for Bentley this morning, who just moved in with his girlfriend about a month ago. And one thing that he wasn't entirely prepared for is she wants to vent. She wants to talk about her day as soon as he gets home. And he walks into the house and he's under attack as soon as he walks in. He's not ready for it. Emma is listening in North Ridgeville. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this an issue in your relationship or has it been in the past?
So I would say it's like an ongoing issue in my relationship. My husband and I have been together 5 years and we've known each other for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I would say that, you know, if I get home earlier than him, I have that time to like decompress from my day. And then I don't really realize that he hasn't had his time to decompress. So if I start going and going and going, he'll kind of just zone out and I'll see him get overwhelmed and like almost in a bad mood and stuff. So it's almost like something I have to consciously wait for and like give him his time to like relax and not have any other worries before I start drowning him in all of my issues from the day. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And here's what I was thinking, Emma. So you've realized this because through experience, through
yeah.
trial and error with your now husband. But what would you tell Bentley to tell his girlfriend? Because clearly she hasn't realized this. Should he just have the conversation? It's like, hey, I just walked in the door. Give me like 10 or 15 minutes and then let's pour a glass of wine and let's talk.
I think that that would be a good idea. I think if he's not ready, he can start with something that my husband did, which was he would immediately say, like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be back and then be gone for like 40 minutes, which is something I feel like any, you know, man does anyways. So there are a lot of good options until you lead up to that conversation.
So just hide in the bathroom for 40 minutes. All right. Emma, thank you so much for listening and for calling in this morning on group therapy. Helena is in Wycliffe. Helena, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on group therapy?
Okay, so I kind of agree with Emma as well. So I've been married to my husband for 2 years, but we've been together for 7, and he is my one and only. So I, like, when I first moved in with him, everything was a first for us.
Yeah.
And that was our biggest issue. Like, I would come home. I'm a teacher, so I always have stories. And
you want, like, oh. You want to talk about it with him, right?
Absolutely.
He's
like,
your
my
person.
Students are absolutely, like, you know, they have some very interesting stories. So. Uh-huh. And he always says, you know, he stops me because we're comfortable now. He goes, you know, hey, babe, give me a minute. Like, I, you know, I just got home. I need a minute. You know, he goes, like, let's start dinner together and then we're going to talk. So I personally tell Bentley if he thinks it's going to go away, like, in terms of the venting, it's not. It's definitely a female thing. And that's our way of getting things off of our chest so that we feel better because, you know, we're just emotional beings. So It won't go away. I just think there's a way to do it. And again, similar to Emma, like, go take a shower, you know. Start dinner with her and say, hey, let's just take a few minutes and, like, focus on us or ourselves, and then let's talk. So
I think that's the right way to do it, Helena, because I was thinking, I've been with my wife and we've been living together over 20 years, and I will, this is not my advice for Bentley, but I have to admit, I'm ashamed to admit that I have perfected the, I'm really only 30% listening to what you're saying, and I'm doing that. Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
And that's hilarious.
I'm just kind of moving the conversation along. She's still downloading. I'm really only retaining a portion of that information. That's not my advice. I like what everybody else is saying is have the conversation with her. Say, hey, I just got home from work. I need some time to unwind. Let's over dinner. You tell me everything. You tell me everything about your day over dinner. But have that specific time that you do it once she's ready and once he's ready, and then everybody unload.
That's definitely the way to approach it, I think.
Sounds good. Sounds healthy.
Yes, it does.
I should take my own advice then, is what I should do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you should.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For you, baby. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. We're going to be in the 60s today, near 70. Yesterday was nice, not as warm as Sunday. But still nice yesterday, and it's a good thing because I was outside for a really long time yesterday afternoon. I went to my very first track meet in my life. I did not run track in middle school or high school, so I never really had a reason to attend one. But my 12-year-old son, Will, joined the track team a few weeks ago, and he loves it. They had their first track meet yesterday afternoon in Westlake. I went. I had no idea what was going on. Most of the time, I just watch my son run and jump a lot. I need to educate myself on these events. For example, you know, they say the 200 meter is coming up. They use the metric system in track. And they, when the 200 meter is coming up, I don't exactly, what does that mean? How long are they going to run? I don't know. But here's the thing I wasn't necessarily prepared for yesterday. The entire track meet, from start until finish, 3.5 hours. Oppenheimer was shorter. The most recent Oscars took less than 3.5 hours. But now I know, at the very least, I need to bring a cooler to the next track meet. For sandwiches and snacks, I mean. That's what the cooler's for. That's the only reason I want to bring it. Okay, Battle of the Burbs on the way. We have Lauren Daigle tickets. She's going to be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse next month. Battle of the Burbs on the way next.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Here we go. Let's meet our contestants for this morning. We're going to Westlake first. Brittany is there, a graduate of Brookside High School. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Your challenger today is Baya in Shaker Heights, a graduate of Beth Jacobs High School in Michigan. Baya, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are both of you first-time contestants or just one of you? Who's a first-timer?
I'm a first-timer.
Baya is? Not you, Brittany?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you. Your name is your buzzer in this best of five trivia challenge. I misplaced the trivia questions, so let me just grab them here super quick. Okay. You sound ready to play. I clearly was not ready to play, but I am now. Are you ready for question number one?
Yeah.
Here we go. What is the name of the exercise that involves lying face down and lifting your body using only your arms? Anyone?
Brittany.
Push-ups. Correct. So Brittany's on the board. 1-0. Where'd my pen go? Okay. Wow, it sounds like I'm clearly unprepared here today. All right, Brittany's leading the way. 1-0. Question number two. What is the name of the director of the 2017 horror film Get Out? No one has that one? That was Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele was the answer I was looking for. 1-0. Brittany's still leading the way as we go to question number three. What is the name of the Vietnamese soup dish that contains broth, rice noodles, and usually beef or sometimes chicken? No fans of the soup dish called pho. That's what I was looking for question number three. All right. Brittany's still leading the way. 1-0. Brittany, you can win it right here on question number four. Baya, you need this question to tie the game to continue. Question number four. The Queen's Gambit is a Netflix series that came out in 2020 starring Anya Taylor-Joy as a child prodigy of what game?
Baya.
Chess is correct. Baya has tied it up at one. And we go to question number five. Whoever gets this one will win Battle of the Burbs. The Olympic torch was lit in Greece early this morning. In what city will this year's Olympics be held?
Baya.
Paris is correct, and Baya wins the game.
Oh, man.
First-time player and a first-time winner.
Awesome.
How about
that? Brittany.
What, were you giving condolences to Brittany right there?
Yeah.
That's very nice of you. Thank you, Baya. You have Lauren Daigle tickets. You're going to be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse next month
awesome.
For the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a player. Always nice to talk to the first-time players.
And yeah.
Congratulations. Awesome. Thanks for listening to Q104.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Good to have you here this morning. Earlier this morning, I was talking about how I'm a track dad now. My 12-year-old son, Will, is on the track team for the first time. And I have Brittany from Lorain on the line. We're talking track. And Brittany, you were telling me I need to watch out for something called an invitational.
Oh, yes. So this invitational. There's like 50 different teams that come there. My kids both run track.
Okay.
So and I totally understand what you mean when you said you went there and you were lost.
Yeah.
There's like 150 things going on at once, and you're just trying to look through all the events to find your kid.
Right. Right. Nobody's calling play-by-play of the track meet, and I'm watching my son. He's doing the high jump, and I see where he jumped like three or four times over this bar. Sometimes he cleared it, sometimes he didn't. But I didn't understand. I don't know the rules. It's like how many chances does he get? You know, is someone eliminated? So I don't really know what's going on. I'm just basically watching him jump over a bar.
Yeah, they take the best of three. My son does the high jump too, and the hurdles and the 200 meter. My daughter does relays. It's just so I'm slowly learning all of this, but it's crazy. So this invitational is like hours long.
Okay.
We'll be there all day.
Okay. So this is an invitational. So he has to qualify for that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they take three students from each event.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
On one hand, I want the best for my son and I want him to be invited. And on the other hand, I'm secretly hoping he's not invited to that. He's not.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you, Brittany, for calling in this morning. The Weeknd. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. A chance to win AJR tickets coming up after 9 this morning. So the Golden Bachelor found love, but now it has been ripped away 3 months later. Gary and Teresa, they both went on TV together the other day to explain that even though 3 months ago they told the entire nation that they would be together forever, they've both since have had second thoughts and are parting ways. Just ridiculous. But it will not be the last time that we see the two together on TV, because apparently they recorded an episode of Celebrity Family Feud together. And I'm sure Steve Harvey and his producers were like, well, we're not going to retape this. So that episode will still air sometime soon. Although Gary and Teresa, apparently they broke up 1 week after they taped this episode of Celebrity Family Feud. Maybe that's the real reason they broke up. They got into a fight after playing Celebrity Family Feud. If Gary had some really dumb answers during Fast Money, I could see how that would cause a big fight later.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.